talked now about the tips and tricks and the theories, and we nerded out a little bit and all of that. But now let's get down to brass tacks. What are we going to do for 2021? This is a little bit like a public accountability session.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I'm just realizing that, like, if we do this again at the end of 21, people are going to laugh at this episode. But, you know, I think it's important. I'm going to state what my intentions are for 21. There's no judgment if I don't reach them, because for all I know, I'm going to get attacked by, like, a panda in April, the way my life is going right now.
Of all things to get attacked by, like, if you got to pick, it'd be kind of cool to get attacked by a panda, just because it'd be like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. Especially if it was Potts Panda, who seems to be very, very fluffy and lovely.
Yeah, that would be a surprise.
That would be a surprise.
Maybe she has an edge we're not aware of yet.
It's entirely true. I mean, we have a pear that has a stabby knife. So who knows what we have a panda with?
I'm fully expecting pear to stab me in 2021, but that's an annual experience for me.
That's just like an annual expectation. Yeah. We digress.
As is our want.
As is our want. So we're going to talk a little bit here. Say it up front, but I'm sure we're going to say it a couple more times. We'd love to know your intentions and your goals and your resolutions, whatever word resonates with you. We'd love to know what you've got. Definitely come to the podcast server and throw it in the general channel that will be tagged in the announcement for this podcast. Find us on Tumblr, find us on Twitter, send us an email. We'd love to know it. If you would also like some sort of public accountability, we'll read them in the next episode.
Or if you set goals last year and you want to talk about how 2020 was for your goals, if you managed to reach any of them, exceed some of them, if some of them were hard and you had to readjust them, then we want to hear about that too.
Absolutely. The entire goal situation is really communal in so many ways. So please talk to us about it. So, good Lord, you know what one of my intentions is to use the word so less on this podcast. I need to come up with a different transition. Jesus Christ on a cracker flame. You are embarrassing. Can you tell us what your things are for 21? Kick us off.
Okay. Well, I made a list of fandom resolutions in 2018 for 2019. And then in 2019, I had the same list, and I pretty much have the same list this year. So I'll go over those five things because I think they kind of always apply. Sadly, four applies. You'll see why that's depressing when I get to it. But one, it might surprise you. It's actually write less. And I think that this applies less in 2020 because I think I've finally hit a point where I'm sort of comfortable with how much I'm producing. But in 2018, I was riding high. I was at a peak. I did 24 events that year. I modded half of them. I wrote a lot. I was slightly manic. It was like a perfect interaction between where my work life was and my personal life and and the kind of free time I had. And I just went balls to the wall. And I also was in a race with my friend to see who could hit 1 million words in the year faster. And I hit the end of that year a little bit burned out, and my goal had been 63K a month or something like that. And I needed scale it back because I'm one of those people, like Flame was saying earlier on this episode, that if I'm not hitting my goals, it stresses me out. And these are supposed to be fun. And this is fandom. It's supposed to be fun. So one of my goals has always been to write less. I think last year I actually did about what is good for me. I think it was about 500K. I haven't actually checked, but I think I'm going to finish out at about 500K. And that's a good spot for me for the year. It doesn't push me too hard, but it keeps me engaged with the challenge of it. It's about 1,100 words a day. And it, for me, part of saying write less is also saying spend some of that fandom time on other fandom endeavors. So that's how I was able to say yes to the podcast and to the websites that I've built, yes to MTH again, yes to everything else that I try to do as a contributor to fandom, moderating, making spreadsheets, that kind of thing, helping and supporting people. I want there to be space for that. And if I'm constantly pushing for this goal that's this concrete number that I can push for, it means it's easier to let the other things that are kind of longer term projects fall away. So when I say write less, that's kind of what I mean. And so this year's goal maybe isn't to write less in 2021 than in 2020, but to keep embodying this idea of choosing my fandom time and not letting the numbers, the number of words, become my only driving force. Number two is read more, and specifically why I have read more on the list is to remember that when I get too locked into my writing, I don't necessarily read very much, or if I get too busy, I don't read very much. And I am much more likely to burn out on my writing if I haven't been reading. You have to feed the beast. You need to keep restocking that creative juice. It is absolutely vital for all creatives that they consume as well as produce. And if you're not consuming, you're not going to produce. So even if your only true goal, if that intention is to produce more, one of your smart goals that builds towards that intention, while it may seem slightly counterintuitive, may be to also read more, because reading improves your language abilities. It teaches you words you didn't know. It helps you find different ways to express things. It gets your thoughts churning. Even if you read something you don't like, fixing it in your head, mulling over why you don't like it, digging into the themes, these are all things that are going to make you a better, stronger, faster, harder writer. So,
absolutely. And that's why I have that's why I use the Book Riot spreadsheet, because that's a huge part of my writing life. Is my reading life. I see them as entirely connected. So I endorse that whole rant. Good job.
My third goal is find balance. And this is specifically a balance between fandom and not fandom. So whereas write less also incorporates some questions of balance, that was more take your fandom time and make sure that your fandom contributions are balanced. But find balance for me is saying, okay, you've got more than just fandom that occupies your spare time. Make time for friends, make time for family, all the other hobbies that I love to do. I'm a knitter, I'm a crocheter, I do construction paper art, I want to get better at drawing, I play video games. Like, these are things I want to do as well. And when you have number goals, like the WordCamp goals I was saying before, it's easy to kind of get locked into, like, every evening I'm just striving for the goal, got to get to the goal. And sometimes other things fall to the wayside. So I don't want to spend a lot of time mindlessly scrolling on Tumblr. I don't want to spend a lot of time sitting on Discord waiting for something to happen when I'm not interested in the conversation. I want to be able to also step away from fandom, away from my jobs, and do something else, watch a movie, knit something, all of those things. That's number three. Number four says, finish at least one of my long-term WIPs. And I have two. One's called Brooklyn and one's called Do Not Reply. They are each at about 20K and they are each probably going to be about 50K total. I've written 50K before. I have several stories that are over 50K. Quite a few, actually. Probably more than 10. Yeah. I have one that's 100K. I have two that are 100K. So why is it that I started these fics in like 2017 and they haven't happened? I do not know, but I have been putting both of them on my list for years to make them happen. I think part of it is that because no one's, you know, I sort of ran out of steam on them and then no one was reading them because they're not posted anywhere, and I haven't tried getting a cheer read or anything, which is probably the actual next step I should do. And like, they're not for charity auction. Like, there's so many things that just keep bumping them down the list that they don't happen. But I also keep stepping into the WIPs and rereading parts of them and just being like, oh yeah, that's good, I'd love to finish that. And like, nothing. So something's got to give. I need to do something differently in 2021 if I'm going to accomplish that goal. So instead of setting it sort of just on repeat, I think I need to really sit down and think about if that's going to be a goal for 2021. I also need to make part of the goal how I am going to accomplish that. That is different from how I attempted to accomplish it for the last 4 years that didn't work.
I mean, luckily for you, there's a few of us that would be happy to cheer read if that is the direction you'd like to go.
Yeah, I think I'm at least going to have to try that. So yeah, I'll be shopping for someone interested in those two bad boys. And number five is keep ignoring the shit. I'm someone with a very, very strong belief that you should never bite bait. And people sometimes try to dangle it at me. My policy is always to ignore it, delete it, block the people involved, and move on. Sometimes that's really hard. Sometimes you have to type a whole rant in response and then delete it. In my experience, the stress of responding and then getting into it publicly, or having somebody send you more shit, or, you know, anything like that, having these frustrating conversations, for me, that's always more stressful than having to hold back and not say the thing that I want to say. So my choice is always to just ignore it. Like I said, sometimes that's hard. 2020 was really hard on people, and some of those people took that out on other people. Yeah. Sometimes that people was me. Sometimes that people was people I care about. And I think it's been hard for everybody to hold their tongue, or, you know, scream into a pillow or tell the shower your feelings instead of turning to someone else and throwing that shit at them instead. I know it's hard. And I know sometimes seeing other people behave in ways that you think is, you know, inappropriate or rude or mean, it can be hard to hold your tongue, but and sometimes you're speaking up to protect other people, and I'm totally on board with that. But if someone comes into your inbox, sometimes the best thing you can do is just delete it and pretend it never happened. Especially on Tumblr, you get an anon ask, and that person's sitting at home waiting, refreshing your page over and over to try and see if you're going to take the bait. You just keep swimming. And I always make sure to reblog some stuff when I delete something so people know I'm on Tumblr. that can feel pretty good too. So I guess my message for everybody listening is, you don't have to answer. You don't owe anybody a response. You can delete it. If they choose to unfollow you or move on or not read your fix or whatever, then that's a them problem. Totally fine. But just because someone tries to bring drama into your space, even sometimes replying and saying, I don't want this drama, can be enough to bring it more of it into your space. So I'm giving you permission to just ignore it. And I hope that I can continue to do that in 2021. So those are my five annual resolutions that I think are still appropriate. You know, I think we both have the goal of season two of the podcast, well, finishing up season one and then charging into season two. We are going to turn over the season at our anniversary-ish. So that's a couple months away. So we're still in season one, but we have ideas for season two. I have some goals about improving my efficiency with editing. Maybe we can even record ahead a little bit.
That is a crazy idea.
I know, right? But wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice? Delightful pipe dream. Well, we started off so strong.
Yeah. Well, that's life.
Life happened, man. Yeah.
2020 happened. We'll see. Maybe 2020, you know, we're doing fine. We can continue on as we are. Maybe we'll get ahead a little bit if we do. That's a stretch goal. And I don't know. I think last I'm pondering the idea of maybe being more forgiving. But I'm not committed to it yet because
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the idea of the word ponder, but sorry, that was a rude response.
No, that was an expected response. Yeah, I'm not sure if people deserve it yet because I'm a jerk, but you know, maybe. I'm a grudge holder. I know I am, and I'm married to someone who's not. He burns hot and then lets it all go. I burn less hot, but I burn for a long time. And I generally, if I've moved on from somebody, because I'm also not someone who finds people, like people in the vast majority sense of the word, to be vitally important to me. Like I choose very specific people who are vitally important to me. But it doesn't bother me so much if I know there are people out in the world that don't like me. And I don't like a lot of people, but maybe 2021 will be the year that Farrah finds forgiveness.
What an epic journey that will be.
You can all come on it with me. Okay, Flame, what's your 2021 looking like?
Gracious. So my, like, in terms of my intentions for the year, my 2021 is going to look exceptionally different than I thought it was going to. And so I need to be incredibly willing to write everything in my life in pencil instead of in pen. And that includes my life. The commitments that I make to people, which to me, part of that commitment is the covenant I make with my readers when I post that, like when I post things and I will still post things. And when I talk about things on Discord that I'm writing, that I am actually writing them, needs to be like, just like you, held in balance with the other pieces of fandom. I don't know what my word count goal for next year is going to be. This last year, like I said, it was over 500,000. This year, it'll be around 450, I think. And I can imagine next year being 3. Because I already know in myself, I will need easy wins next year. And I will need that concrete. I made it, I did it. And then I exceeded my own expectations for myself. I'm aware I'm going to need that next year. So I think a lot of my goals are going to be modest, because I'm going to need to have them be a lot shorter term than I had the luxury of doing last year. In terms of fandom specifically, I've got some things like, I mean, we talked about this in our events episode. Last year, I did every kind of event possible. And every event I found, I did, because I was new to fandom and I was trying to make friends and all that kind of other stuff. I have learned that bangs do not work for me. They're not good for my mental health. It's not enjoyable for me. So one of my resolutions is, no matter how tempting it is, not to do any more bangs. And it just doesn't work. I have some fun ideas for MTH that I'd like to run by the other mods, that I've got some goals to talk about there. My biggest thing with my writing is that I currently have 3 over 20K fics that I have promised to people for charity reasons. And I will not commit to another one until all 3 of those are at least outlined. Now, I say that because once I get something outlined, it flows pretty quickly, because I spend a lot of time thinking about the outline before I ever write it down. And my average, like once I get the outline down, it takes me about 2 months to write a really long fic. 2 months to write about 50 to 60K at a maximum. So I also lose interest with things about 65K. Like I wrote 135,000 words once. I don't think I'll ever do that again. Just watch the Celestial Navigation remix is going to be 700,000 words or something nuts, because I'll just get a bear in my bonnet. But I will not start or commit to something else until those are at least outlined. That I have to stick to that, or that is going to cause me a lot more consternation, because the other thing is I'm writing an actual publishable book this year as part of other commitments to things. Scares me. But it's life, and that has to happen. And as much as I find so much relief and so much release and so much stress release in writing these ding-dongs, if there are days that I only have 1,000 words in me, there are days that is going to have to go to my professional projects. Mm-hmm. And that was not the case last year. And so I need to be in that. I want to be continually present for people in fandom. I think this year I did a really good job of balancing the writing versus the being around. But just like you, I need to remember that fandom is not my only hobby. I tend to feel really guilty when I am playing a video game or reading a book or something that isn't fandom, because somebody inevitably will be in my DMs or something being like, so what are you writing right now? And I'm like, I'm playing Animal Crossing right now. And I need to be less available all the time and be aware that that's okay. And that's an intention in my whole life, not just fandom. I do not have the ability to not care what people think about me. And that's something I am constantly working on, and not a skill I have attained yet. And so that's a perpetual, I think I've had that intention every year since I was 13. To care less and care more deeply about the people who know me rather than the people who think they know me or who decide they know me and what that kind of looks like. What I typed out is that I want to say yes to less so that I can be deeper in the things that I say yes to. And that's just going to be truth. I have so, enjoy is a really cheap word for how I feel about my fandom life this year. The surprises were insane. I mean, obviously, like, we joke about the podcast and that it was a whirlwind and we just kind of started it and all this kind of other things. But for me, it was one of the tethers to my life this year. And it was such a gift. But also so was the watching the Stokoni Summer Stockings and seeing people really love this ship that I love and create more things for it. I loved so many good fics I read this year in so many different ships. Incredible conversations I got into on Discord. People I met through on Tumblr randomly that started following me and asking me questions, and I got really great conversations. I loved so much of this year. But next year I'm going to probably get back on planes.
Here's hoping anyway.
Fingers crossed. And it's just going to be different. So yeah, my overall resolution for my entire life next year is that everything is written in pencil, and I need to be okay with that. And we'll see where it goes. I have tons of dreams. And I am somebody who will work towards the goals, even if they're written in pencil. I'll often treat them like they're in pen. We both have, I think, really fun ideas for season two. We've keep kicking around a collab too at some point, which would be fun to write together. I actually technically have to start writing one with Ashy because I owe her one. So I want to lean into the community side of fandom. And that does mean writing things that I know will bring people joy. And stretching myself a little bit, but not nearly as much as I did last year. And just attempting the best I can to be a positive place for people in their lives, whether that's my writing or this podcast or conversations that I have with them. I want them to be better. I want their day to be better once they've left talking to me. And that's not always achievable. But it's a goal. It's a perpetual goal. I want your life to be better because you know me. That's however lovely. I can make that happen.
So what are your guys' goals? Be specific or broad. You can tell us your intentions or your specific goals. We'd love it if you would comment on this episode or hit us up on any of our social medias. We did ask some stuff some questions in our server and on Twitter and Tumblr. And we're going to get to that in community talks. But that was mostly about our last segment, whereas we also want to know about your personal goals, your personal fandom goals, maybe also some of your life goals, if you're willing to share. And we'll dive into those responses in our next episode, which will be in the new year.
Crazy thoughts.
And we'd prefer that you don't vote on whether you think either of us will be able to reach our goals. But if you got something on the side, some like black market betting ring, then, you know, we're not going to seek you out to shut you down if you must.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, there's definitely things we both just said that are not going to happen. But
setting intentions is part of a healthy mindset, whether you reach them or not.
God love us, we are going to do our best.